Fishermen don't tend to seek the limelight. But Troller Kevin Pfeiffer was advised that if he wanted attention on Pacific Salmon Treaty negotiations beyond the fleet, he should consider lighting something on fire.
You know what these are.
He lights a flare, a common signal of distress, while standing on the bow of his boat, the Sword, before a crowd. He holds the red flame to a stack of paper.
This is my boat payment.
The laughter is one of grim recognition.
This right here says Wells Fargo on it.
King salmon runs are abysmal. And now, with state conservation measures leading to early closures and more restrictions, fishermen, and trollers especially, are being squeezed financially from all sides. David Ritchie, who fishes off the Albee Rose, says it's more than just their livelihoods at stake.
Kuna, Juneau, Ketchikan, Craig, I mean, all the coastal communities that have trollers that live within their ranks, all of those people, we actually live here. I believe it's 88% of commercial trollers live in the communities of Alaska. So we're your neighbors and we're your friends. And if we're driven out of business, it hurts us, obviously, but it's going to hurt communities, too.
Organizers of this rally want a federal review of the Pacific Salmon Treaty. Since the treaty was formed in 1985, Alaska's share has been cut over 60%. Taking the mic, Deborah Lyons of the Chinook Futures Coalition recaps the history of these cuts, saying the treaty process is broken.
If this is our future, every time we go to the treaty, we give up fish, we're dead. Our industry is history.
At a state-led Chinook symposium in Sitka last month, Alaskan fishermen were told they may be cut again, between 5 and 10%. Lyons then calls on elected officials at every level to get involved.
We're asking for a coordinated effort between congressional delegation and the governor. And we're doing it for you, the hardest working people in the world, and my family. You're my family.
Pfeiffer, taking the mic back, isn't shy about appealing directly to the top.
Mr. President, we need your help. On Easter Sunday, my deckhand, Sean Poffenbarger, was lost at sea.
Poffenbarger's skiff was later found, but not his body. And Pfeiffer continued, on a different year, he would have been fishing Winter Kings instead. The state closed that fishery early in mid-March of this year out of a concern for salmon stocks. And Pfeiffer's point is that that left fishermen like Poffenbarger without a job to do.
There's no Walmart around here. There's no Sam's Club to work at. We're Alaskans and we feed ourselves. All I gotta say is you take our fish, you take our lives. You take our fish, you take our lives. You take our fish, you take our lives. You take our fish, you take our lives.
His rallying cry spoke not only to the financial stress fishermen have endured, but the emotional toll, too. The crowd then fanned out, marching down Catalina Street with signs. Jackie Foss pushes her kids, ages 3 and 5, in a wheelbarrow.
We're a young fishing family. The thought of taking on more debt to get a smaller and smaller piece of the pie, it's frightening. I can't settle myself with that. I can't put my kids' future in jeopardy for something that might be there.
Foss's worst fear is that her family will have to quit fishing, depending on the outcome of treaty negotiations. And her biggest hope is that the treaty delegation shares more with the public on what's being discussed behind closed doors. Alaska's negotiator, ADF&G Deputy Commissioner Charles Swanton, was not present at the rally to offer comment. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.